This morning we hear this very interesting part of 1 Timothy where Paul gives the qualifications of bishops. In Greek, the overseers, the episcopal. A bishop must be irreproachable, married only once, temperate, self-controlled, decent, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not aggressive, but gentle, not a lover of money, not contentious, managing his household and children well, and more. It's a long list, as it should be. Reminds me of when Archbishop Hebda, before he was our bishop, he was doing these listening sessions around the archdiocese, asking different parishioners, what do you want to see in your next archbishop? What qualities do you look for? What's important to you? And at one point, in one of the sessions, he said, after hearing and receiving a bunch of these comments, he said, you know, it's pretty clear that basically you're looking for someone who is very particular. The only candidate I can think of is Jesus. Which is funny, but it's also very true, right? Because shouldn't a bishop imitate and model the very life of Christ? But little did he know that he would be the one sent here to be our own archbishop. These qualities, of course, in the early church, many bishops were already husbands and fathers. And so to be married only once was important. Some of them would leave their families, like Peter, to go and live out their ministry. Later on, the importance in the Latin church of, well, actually both the Western and Eastern churches, of bishops being celibate became a very important part of that ministry. But then all these things, these qualifications, being able to be self-controlled, not aggressive but gentle, not a lover of money, are all just qualities and virtues so that a bishop who is a shepherd has his main concern as the love of Christ and the love of Christ's people. I don't know about you, but reading this in these last few years is very striking to me, as we've had so many examples of our shepherds, bishops, overseers who failed in one or many of these qualities and beyond. It'd be very sad to think of St. Paul, who writes, the one who aspires to the office of bishop desires a noble task. A noble task. It's a beautiful, important thing. Bishop Fulton Sheen, all throughout his life as a seminarian and priest, prayed to one day be a bishop. Was it arrogant or haughty? I don't know. As he tells the story, I don't think so. I don't know many seminarians and priests now, though, who pray to be bishops. But the Lord does appoint those over the Church of God with their one concern to be the glory of Jesus Christ and the blessing and building up of his people. Bishop Robert Bellarmine was one of those bishops. He's our saint of the day. He died in 1621. He was a Jesuit from Tuscany, Italy. He's the patron saint of catechists and catechumens. And he was in a time not too dissimilar from ours, right after the Reformation, when many bishops and many priests and deacons and religious fell from grace and fell from their office because they failed to make their one concern Christ. Robert Bellarmine was a great reformer and renewer, a great teacher. For those who were living in that time, it might have seemed impossible for the church to recover from such a challenging time of disorder and disarray and sin and crime. But when our one concern as a people is the love of Christ and the love of his church, amazing things can happen. Like this widow's son who was raised up on his way to the cemetery. No one expected this. No one could see it coming. But here comes Jesus walking down the path. And he stops the procession. And he says, do not weep. And he says to the man, get up, arise. That's what Christ is doing in our church right now. He is stopping us in our tracks sometimes with all the sorrow, all the anger, sometimes the despair. And he says to our bishops and priests, to me, he says to you all, he says, do not weep, but get up. Stand up. Believe. Hope. Because God has visited his people. God has new things in store. As we celebrate the Eucharist today, may we pray for the Lord to raise up many more Robert Bellarmines and to raise up many more men and women from doubt to faith and from despair to hope. Because God is with his people. He is the true shepherd.